on this Thursday, June 22nd, 2017. This is Peyman Mutahideh, the founder and the president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Every Thursday night, folks, I conduct these weekly conference calls in which I answer your freedom questions and how to live free of oppressive taxation and control. We have a lot of great other programs answering your freedom questions available on our YouTube channel. So be sure to check out the YouTube channel of Freedom Law School. Type in a subject you're interested in, and probably you will find the answer there we've discussed in previous conference calls. If you have not been to our website at livefreenow.org, please do that. And let me tell you this, folks, from the get-go, our position, my position at Freedom Law School, is there is no law that requires the average American like you and me to file and pay the federal income tax. It's an absolute fraud, a giant scam. They're ignoring the law deliberately. No different than right now, folks. They're investigating our president, Donald Trump, of this phony, non-existent, baseless Russian conspiracy accusation. Because after all, WikiLeaks got that information from this guy, a Democratic activist, who got killed in Washington, D.C., this guy named Seth. And not the Russians. And all they did was expose the corruption of the Democratic National Party, Hillary Clinton and her people. And how is that interference exposing the truth? And Russians had nothing to do with it. It was WikiLeaks from the Democratic insider, Bernie Sanders supporter, who was upset about how our Democratic Party is being hijacked by a bunch of crooks and criminals. So that there's no way that could be a Russian conspiracy. But they ignore the crimes of Hillary Rotten Killington. The FBI Director Comey illegally leaked information. That is a crime. Comey also should go to jail, the former head of FBI. But he opens the tail, tells it that he did it. Oh, well, hey, we big politicians. These guys don't prosecute us. We're all insiders. You know, Clinton and me, the federal FBI head, and Loretta Lynch, Attorney General, who try to interfere with the investigation. They're not investigating her either. So, folks, it's the same thing. You've been scammed, you've been conned, and you've been robbed of your money by these crooked criminals who have taken over the U.S. government and imposing on this income tax in America to steal your wealth, to steal your money, to enrich themselves, the big banks, the corporations, all these rich moneyed interest people who pay Congress, these politicians, the crooked politicians of both major parties, the establishment, to do the bidding, take your money, give it to as favors to these big banks and corporations. That's what's been going on, folks. And they impose a non-existent income tax law on you. And Freedom Law School wants to expose and eradicate this fraud. And we'll do it, folks, by educating you and you sharing this information with other like-minded people so we can all take action individually and collectively. So be sure to sign up at livefreenow.org for our free freedom education package. That's right. Yet you will not find any place else on the internet. Education will be mailed and emailed to you at no charge, no obligation to you. And in fact, you're going to get one of my students, a former gun-carrying IRS special agent with IRS's own criminal investigation division. His speech will be mailed to you at no charge to listen at how he defected from the dark side of the crooks in government to the side of we the people and the Constitution and expose income tax fraud and scam. You can also go on YouTube and type in Joseph Bannister, Freedom Law School. It will come up. It's on our website, folks. And Freedom Law School will empower you to live free. We will do that, folks. Live free now. If that is your motto, you're committed to it. You are willing to educate yourself and empower yourself to live free and allow Freedom Law School to be there with you, to back you up with like-minded people. We can have you win now and live free now as well. So having said that, folks, I'm going to cover the topic of the call tonight. And, you know, at these conference calls, I cover different issues. Right now, we don't have video image of me. We'll be doing that, hopefully, very soon, live streaming these calls as well on YouTube video so you can see me teach these classes. But right now, the audio is there. At least you can get the message, the main part anyhow. And I suggest you have your personal computer or tablet or smartphone or laptop computer with you, because often I will help you find the answers for yourself on the internet, folks. The law is not easy to find. You can find and read and understand the law. It is so easy. So be prepared to, when I give you something, to look it up for yourself and be empowered with information. After covering the topic of the commerce call, which is, did the IRS mail your collection letter wanting your money, wondering what to do, then I will be answering your individual personal questions, also free. You see, I'm a very busy person. Normally, I charge $360 an hour for my time, which is discounted for the first 2 hours of personal consultation. I do to $240 an hour. But on these conference calls, I'm delighted and glad to help you and answer your questions for free as best as possible. Keep in mind two things. I'm happy to review up to 10 pages of any paperwork you got. IRS letters or so forth, or any government oppression, by the way, not just IRS. Could be state income tax agencies, police, bureaucrats, traffic tickets. Freedom Law School is a free up source of education answers for you. I'll help with all of these. But up to 10 pages, you can fax, email, or U.S. mail to Freedom Law School, and I will go over them on the conference call for you free. However, sometimes these situations are much more complicated. I've got to see all of your paperwork, even if it's 500 or 1,000 pages, no problem. I can handle it all within 1 hour, almost always, maybe two max, and tell you exactly what's going on, what's your best option, what to do, what not to do. If you do this or the other option, you know how much it's going to cost you, your risks, the whole understanding of your situation, so you can make intelligent decisions going forward. But remember, education is number one at Freedom Law School. That's right, education. My father was a teacher. Yes. And I taught Freedom Law School live in mid-1990s in Southern California. Okay. That's how our courses got to be developed at Freedom Law School, because I was teaching live classes to people who came to my home, and I was there just sharing this information to my fellow patriots like you. So now these courses are available for you to listen to at the convenience of you, in your home, in your car, on audio CD. And they come with a 100% unconditional money back guarantee, because I know the education freedom law still works. And I tell you what, you don't have to take my word for it either. Do not believe me. Please do not believe me or government or anybody else on the internet. Freedom Law School's Student Victories is on our website at livefreedom.org. Our students beating the IRS. Myself beating the IRS. They come after me too. I've beat them myself more than once. You see it on there with documents. IRS documents, folks, you can do it too. education is number one. Of course, Freedom Article is there if you need assistance, help. Yes, we're not going to leave you alone and say, do it all yourself. We can help you with any kind of situation you have with the government oppression and tyranny, especially the IRS. So after answer the topic, we cover the topic, I will answer your individual questions that you may have. We have 2 hours to complete the call to go through as much information and education possible. And I want to help all of you by answering every one person's answers and questions. I hope to answer many other people's similar questions and concerns as well. So go to your computer and bring up the Freedom Law School website to cover the topic, which is, did the IRS mail you a collection kind of letter wanting your money? Do they say you owe them $5,000, $50,000, $5 million? What should you do? What are your options? You see, most people just shake in their boots. Oh, gosh. They want to take everything I got. My bank account, my paycheck, my commissions, my stocks, my business, my home. In fact, very often the IRS's letters threaten those kind of things and really cause worry and anguish for many people. However, all IRS letters demanding money are not the same. I'm going to help you understand tonight on this call the different type of collection letters the IRS sends out. Typically, they're not all inclusive, you know, but basically, and which ones require a response of some sort by you. And which ones don't? And those ones that you should respond, basically, or are your options how to respond? So let's go to livefreenow.org, Freedom Law School's website, and go put your mouse on the top right area of the page under educational materials. Now, the education material part of our page is being modified over the years. So what I'm sharing you at this location on education material might be someplace else later on. Right now in a drop-down menu, it's there. Go down to the progression of letters that the IRS sends. Okay? Progression of letters that the IRS sends. Right now it's at the bottom of the drop-down menu of education materials. So right-click on that and open a new tab. Okay, so the page comes up and it says on the progression of letters that the IRS sends out. We covered here the letters number one and number two. Request for tax return and your tax returns overdue letters, the first two letters. In previous calls, I covered those. What do? When the IRS asks for a 1040 income tax confession from you. So I'm not going to go over that issue again. Number three, IRS summons, we'll cover another time. Number four letter here, the 30-day letter, will be also covered another time. So will number five and notice of deficiency, folks. These all are the kind of things that Freedom Law School educates you to understand what's going on and what to do or what not to do. Let's go down to number six here. Okay, we change your account. Now you notice in parentheses of these letters, there's a number. That's the IRS form letter number. The IRS uses thousands, literally, of form letters. They send out to people in all kind of various situations. The IRS employees, most of them are not very educated. They don't know hardly anything about tax law. So the lawyers of the IRS over the decades have written pre-formatted form letters for their employees to use to respond to you. or for the IRS's computers to send out these form letters to American people by mass, to hundreds of thousands or millions of Americans at the same day or the same week. So you see these form letters in parentheses. Those form letters change. And a week from now, a year from now, the IRS may come up with a different form than what I have listed here. That doesn't matter. Okay, I'm just listing the form letter that currently IRS had been using when I wrote this article, but the content of them, the basic format, intent, and approach, and purpose of them is the same. So you see that we change your account letter. It's sent out 135 days or more after the IRS sends out the notice of deficiency, which is the IRS's official tax proposal letter, which most Americans unfortunately ignore. Most patriots unfortunately ignore. They do not challenge it in U.S. tax court. Or worse yet, they write a response letter to the IRS. That's a big mistake. What they should be doing is go to tax court, but we'll cover that another time. But whether you go to tax court and lose or make a deal with the IRS, or you don't go to tax court at all, okay, if any amount that it's still that IRS claims you owe them, they will notify you with this letter called We Change Your Account. Now click, put your mouse on the download CP-11 letter, blue link you see there, and open that link in a new tab. Okay, let's see what the letter looks like. And you see this is one version from one IRS office on the top left. It's come from IRS's Kansas City, Missouri office. In this example on the top right, it says it's for year 2009, dated 2011. And the left top area also it says changes to your 2009 Form 1040 amount due, in this case, about $1,000. Okay. So this is just one of these forms that sent out. These first letters are pretty harmless. These letters are just saying, hey, we made some changes. Or we disagree with you. You know, compare this. You know, so these ones are not really a big D letters that they have here. Okay, these are just a simple letter. They you owe them some money. You don't have to respond to that. Okay, go back to the progression of letters the IRS sends out to the next one. Okay, and the next one, you see, on number 7 is a reminder letter. Reminder letter is sent out 20 or more days after that We Change Your Account letter is sent out. Now, a reminder letter is not always sent out. Sometimes they do. Sometimes the IRS does not send it out. But click on it and download that other blue link, the letter, and you see sample. Sample reminder of overdue taxes for 2009. The top left area says amount due, okay, $5,373 in this case. Okay. So these reminder letters, you know, are not a big deal because they're reminding you that you owe them this much. Of course, they want you to call them, they want you to pay them. You know, if you can't pay them right away in full, a payment arrangement, that type of thing. If you read it, that's what it says. But this letter, again, there's no teeth in it. It doesn't really matter. Not a big deal. Now, let's go back to the letters, to letter number 8. I'm sorry, letter number 8. Important letter or second reminder letter, which is sent 20 or more days after the reminder letter. And this letter also is not always sent out. They don't have to send it out to you. IRS may or may not send it out. Put your mouse on it, right click on it, and open that letter in a new tab. And you see here, a second reminder. Okay. And second reminder, or they call it important. Now they're getting a little bit more aggressive in the language, you know, to, you know, pay up. That's basically the language, you know, is a little bit more aggressive. Second reminder, you know, hey, you know, you better pay up. Okay. And then they talk about they can seize or live your property in a letter, stuff like that. But still, this letter, even though it's a second reminder, it has no teeth in it. You don't have to. You don't need to respond to this letter either. You don't need to send anything to the IRS in response to this letter either. Okay? But the next letter is a little bit more serious, the number 9, the urgent letter, or notice of intent to levy. What he said by certified, that's a little bit different. Okay. Make sure you get these letters, folks. Okay. So the urgent letter, okay, that's sent out to you is by certified. Certified letters are generally important. Why? Because it's a letter that IRS is required by law to send out to satisfy the legal obligations that Congress has placed on the IRS. Congress has required the IRS also to follow certain procedures. And if they don't, the IRS loses. IRS cannot collect the money from you. And here's one of them. So go to put your mouse on the download, the CB504 on the blue there. Right click on it and open that link in a new tab. And you see sample of what that letter looks like. And it says on the top left, notice of intent to levy, amount due immediately. Levy, by the way, means when they take your money or funds right away. Your bank account, paycheck, commission, stocks, bonds, brokerage account, not your home, not your business, not your car. It's cash or close to liquid cash that they can, like stocks and bonds, they can go after. And this letter is more serious. This is a notice of intent to seize or levy your state tax refund or other property. As we notified you before, our records show you have unpaid taxes. Okay. It says if you don't call us immediately or pay the amount due, we may seize your property or rights to property. Well, you know what's funny about this letter? This letter is a lie because the IRS cannot seize your property without sending you another letter first. So they cannot seize your property as they claim here. Because there's a collection due process here in letter that's going to be sent to you next. But they haven't changed the content of this letter. You know, they should change it, but they haven't. IRS is lazy. And they rather sound more aggressive and threatening to you anyhow, to get you to move faster anyhow. So, but believe it or not, this letter, you don't need to respond. Okay. Now they threaten, you know, if they'll hear from you, they come after you with penalties, you know, and stuff like that. So this one, they give you more information about how they can come after you and take your stuff more seriously. The language of this letter is definitely more serious, but legally, this letter is still toothless. What matters is the next letters. Yes, go back to the progression of the letters that the IRS sends out. And you see there, letter number 10. Final notice of intent to levy and notice of your right to a hearing. Okay. Let's download the letter 1058, and see what it looks like for ourselves. Open it up, and you see it right there. It said by certified return receipt. You see, this is even more important. So IRS sends it out by return receipt and certified to make sure you get it and that proof that you got it. Just final notice. This is the final notice, not the other one. This is the final notice. It's a notice of intent to levy, notice to take your stuff, your money. A notice of your right to a hearing. Please respond immediately. See, that's right. This letter says you should ask for a hearing, you know, and if you go down to the second page of the letter, okay. Actually, I'm sorry. Go to your first page right there. Under what you need to do. The first paragraph says, please send us a full payment today to prevent additional collection action. But the second paragraph says, if you wish to request an appeals hearing, complete the enclosed form 12153. Request for a collection due process equivalent hearing and send it to us within 30 days from this letter's date. You must complete, sign, and return this form to the above address within 30 days to preserve your rights to contest an appeals decision in a U.S. tax court. See, this is important. You must send this letter within 30 days of the date of the letter. Well, when they mail it out to you, you probably got the letter 2, 5, 6 days later. So you don't have 30 days. You have maybe 24, 25 days left. Be sure to do it on time. Be sure to send it out by certified mail to have proof that you mailed it out on time. Okay? This is a letter you should respond. Okay? Now, in this case, they claim this person owes. Look at the second page. Oh, well. On the second page, it shows for tax periods 2006 to 2010 on the second column from left. On the last column on the right, oh, altogether about $4.77 million. You know, that's almost $5 million. They come up with these crazy numbers, but doesn't matter. Whether it's $5 million or $5,000, it's the same process. You must fill out the form that they included in there. They always include that form 12153 that they mentioned there. They include it there and give you the chance. And I'm telling you, if you want to contest them, to fill out the form. To the above address, send it outside to challenge it. Okay? If you do that, folks, IRS cannot collect anything. No bank account, paycheck, commissions, stocks, bonds are all protected, IRS by law. Cannot go take your stuff. Okay? Now, let's go back to the progression of the letters the IRS sends out to number 12. Oh, but before we get to that, let's get letter number 12, the request for a collection due process hearing. Okay? Okay? But at the end of that hearing, they will send you, you know, I'm sorry, let's see. Let's go download the form 12153. You just see it there. I just want to see that form. Okay. Request for a collection due process hearing. Short answer to that question thing is, basically, whatever issue you have, you can put it in there, what you're challenging on the second page. Okay, when you ask under other, what are your other reasons for challenging? You can write it there or another page to add. But I suggest generally do not give them your number and ask for a face-to-face, in-person hearing, which you have a right to in most cases. As long as you don't bring up what the IRS considers to be a frivolous issue, then you're definitely entitled to a face-to-face hearing. Okay, so that's the form that you got to fill out to ask for here. Let's go back to letters to number 13. Oh, but number 11. I'm sorry. Go to number 11, and there's a notice of federal tax lien filing. Click on that the blue tab there. And that notice of federal tax lien and notice of directory hearing, this is sent out 5 days after the IRS has sent you, has filed a lien against you. They must send you a notice that they filed a lien against you. What is a lien? A lien is where the IRS has filed in the county recorded office of some county, probably where you live, an official lien, which means a claim. A lien is a claim on any real estate that you own in the county where the lien is filed. So if you have any real estate in the county, and if you sell it or refinance it, after paying the bank and other expenses, whatever is left will not go to you, will go to the IRS. So they're supposed to give you an opportunity to remove this lien by sending out this letter. And if you go to this letter, you see at the bottom of the first page, they give you a date. And you must request for hearing by that date. In this case, you see it's September 3rd, 2015. The letter is dated on the top right, July 28, 2015. Okay, they give you more than 3 days. Because the IRS mails it out later, sometimes these letters after file a lien, they give you 3 days extra. But the other one, the levy letter, is the one that you gotta send that one within 3 days for sure. You gotta count those 3 days yourself. Here, this letter, they do the counting for you. On the bottom of the first page, they will tell you what that hearing deadline date is. So pay attention to that. And again, be sure to send your request for a hearing by certified mail to have proof that it was sent out by you on time. Now, they're going to give you a hearing. They're going to try to do it by telephone. Most often, I suggest you don't do it by telephone. Try to do it in person. Preserve your rights. You may want to do it, but that's another topic I'll be covering another time. I'll be covering another time in more detail what you should do in these collection due process hearing letters, because that just takes a lot longer. But at the end, when the IRS rules for you or against you, they will send you a notice of determination. Number 13, you see here on this list of letters. And you see letter number 3196. So put your mouse on that, right click on it, open a new tab, and there it is, notice of determination. They determine that you're right or wrong, whether you win or not win, whether you win in part or fully. That's basically like a ruling against you or for you. And they list out the details, you know, of why they ruled for or against you in part or in full. So, and then from there, you can go to tax court. Within 30 days, you have a chance to appeal to tax court. Okay? Now, after you request a collection due process hearing, it may take up to 4 to 5 years, folks, to finish the collection due process hearing. It is. By the time the IRS gives you a hearing, by the time you go to tax court on appeal, by the time you go to federal court of appeal, it really could take 4 or 5 years because the process could be slow and time consuming. But if you ask for a hearing from a levy collection due process hearing letter, the IRS cannot take anything of yours. You're protected. And that's the key thing you should know, is that you're protected during the time you're in the hearing. Yes, penalties and interest may add up, yes. But you have a chance to challenge them correctly, properly, get educated, get help, assert your rights, hopefully beat the whole thing. But maybe you can only cut it in half, or only beat the penalties and interest, or only beat a couple of 3 years after you and not the others. I don't know. every situation of everybody, Fowler or not Fowler, is different. But the process is the same. Whether you file a 1040 income tax confession form or you don't file a 1040 income tax confession form, it's the same process, same law applies to everybody. So, in summary, before I take your questions, I'm going to let you know is this. All IRS collection letters are not the same. The ones that matter are certified. And even on those that offer you a collection due process hearing, those are the ones you must respond to. Now, I've seen the IRS, after studying these basic toothless collection letters, send out the collection due process hearing pretty quickly. They usually wait 20, 30 days or longer before they send out the next letter on the chain of letters that the IRS sends out. So after notice of deficiency, it could be a year or a year and a half, and you end up in a collection due process hearing situation. However, I've seen cases the IRS wait 7, 8, 9 years, and then they issue a collection due process hearing letter. Why? Well, I can tell you why. Because IRS is the monopoly. They have no competition to keep them in shape. Government by nature is a monopoly. They're lazy. Monopolies are always lazy. They don't have to work hard to stay in business. They don't have to be efficient to stay in business. They take long coffee breaks. They go at their own lazy pace. Again, because they don't have to compete to be in business like in private enterprise. That's why government doesn't work. That's why socialism, communism does not work. Once a society, the community takes control of things. That's where the words socialism and communism come from, which we have in America. America has become a large part a communist socialist government society, because the government, the society takes care of us. The community takes care of us. There's no competition. You're going to get that process by law, good or bad, or slow, or fast. The speed of it is whatever those bureaucrats, for the most part, feel like moving. So that's why these things can and do take a long time. Sometimes happen. And the IRS is not consistent on these time frames, which you can use in your favor. What you can and should do, folks, is to prepare yourself. See, if you get these collection letters, folks, don't say, okay, I'm good for right now. You can do that, but the next date letters will be coming. Okay? So what to do? Okay? In the meanwhile, you should educate yourself and prepare yourself. And how do you do that? Well, go to Freedom Law on the top of the Freedom Law School page. Page of progression of the IRS that IRS sends out, or our homepage. Go under educational materials. Go under course packages on the center of the page, on the second row of the links, course packages, okay? And go down to a practical road to freedom. See, this is the course you all should have. Freedom Law School's A Practical Road to Freedom, level one. There's a level two course, by the way, as well. This course is what everybody should have had been taught in high school or before you turn 18. Before you were thrown out in the big bad world as an adult, no longer a child. What's your rights? What you can do? What should you do? You were not taught that in that worthless 12th grade civics government class we all had in high school. No. Look at the table of contents of this. Okay, now class number one, you get an introduction to law Freedom and Government. That's 2.5 hours long. Each class is about 2.5 hours to 2 hours 45 minutes long. Class number two, Introduction to Types of Courts, Federal and State, and the Income Tax. Class three and four are both on how to use a law library. Class four is on video, but all the other classes are on audio. It is close to 200 pages of paperwork. Class five is now, we get to the goods of meats and potato of this case. Effective responses to harassing government letters, IRS, and state income tax agencies. This is the one that I get to all these letters of the IRS, what to do or not to do in more detail. This class is over 2.5 hours long. I can get to all of this a lot more detail, but you want to know. You want that class five. That's everybody's favorite class, how to respond to IRS. Okay, what to do, what not to do. Class six on how to read and write effective court documents. And class seven, basic trial procedures. Class eight, mock court or practice court, meaning court and practice game. And class nine is also a favorite of a lot of people. Techniques and strategies for free living. A lot of miscellaneous questions you want and need to know, it's all covered in there. This course, folks, has been only $300 for over 18 years. And it comes with a 100% unconditional money-back guarantee. Why? How can I give you such an unconditional money-back guarantee? Because I was one of you. I was a typical American patriot who got educated about this freedom stuff. And I wanted answers. I wanted education. I want to know what to do. I have this and that question, so I know what you're thinking. I know what you want to know. So what's the stuff that you want to know and need to know? It's in there. I know what you want to know. It's in there. I also know the stuff that you need to know that you don't know. You need to know. And that's in there too, to make sure you win. What common dumb mistakes patriots make, and what kind of steps you should take and most people do not take. It's all in there. The money back guarantee, I'll extend it to 6 months or a year. No problem. I want to make sure you're happy. Or you can simply return it and get your money back. Just pay for the shipping, handling, $20. Get the course to us back in good shape. Because I want to make sure you have the education. That is critical key. That is the first step that everybody should start with this course. All of our Freedom Packers and courses have this as a start. All of them. They're based upon a practical road to freedom course of Freedom Law School classes at their foundation. Okay. Now, if you go back to under course packages, on top of our page, the menu, okay, you see other ones on there. You go up to Quick Start Freedom Package, okay. That's another very popular and affordable one, okay, which is the level one course, a practical road to freedom course, and 1 hour of private consultation with me. Okay, but you save yourself $70. Basically, you get the 1 hour for even a further discounted price of $170, because often people are wondering, well, pay money, I don't have to make a lot of money. I'm not rich, don't have much going on, don't make a lot of money. But I want some help and education. I don't want to choose between one-on-one private help or getting the course. What do I do? By getting them combined, you save yourself $70. It's only $490. And that's a new program I started. A lot of people like that because you don't have to choose. You know, you get to get your questions answered that on your mind, that are burning on your conscience. You really want that peace of mind, know how to handle this, what to do, that really fits you privately. Where you can take some time, an hour, to reanalyze your paper, your situation, your options, give you the tools to help yourself know what's going on as well. You know, the level one course is about 20 hours, folks. It's a lot of education. You give me a lot of meat and potatoes in there. So that's the one, you know, you want to start. Now, if you go back to our course packages, you see beginner's fear package, simple fear package, royal fear package. You know, these ones are more. Some of them include also assistance with letter writing, responses, or we do a letters for you to respond, to beat these guys off your back, to win. They cost more, but all the courses, the more expensive ones, include the lesser expensive ones below them. In other words, you can start with the first course, a practical road to freedom or quick start freedom package, and move up to the higher packages and get full credit for what you paid, the least expensive parts and courses and material, because it all builds up anyhow. But education is a first step for you anyhow, so start with that. Some people go to the top right away. I want to get the Royal Field Package. Fine, get the Royal Field Package. You can do it. You want it, you need it, you want to pay for it, great. But if you can't, start with the bottom program, a practical Road to Freedom course, and move up. And all of these courses and freedom packages, folks, you can pay down half or even one third and make payment. That's right, even one third. No credit check. I just simply trust you that you will like the course and you'll make the payments to pay it. We give you time. If you can pay it sooner, I know you will. If you can't, okay, I'll wait. You know, I don't want to pressure you. I want you to have the education. I want you to have the help. Okay, I want to be a positive thing in your life, not a drain on you. Don't worry about the money, folks. We'll work out the money part, okay? The thieves and crooks in government are robbing you, hurting you enough. I don't want Freedom Also to be a hurt to you. I want Freedom Also to be a help to you, bring peace and happiness to your life. So we work out the money thing. Again, I trust you. Why? Because I know most Americans are good. They're honest. They're trustworthy. They're fair. You want to do the right thing. If material Freedom Also is good, if what Freedom Law School provides is solid, if it works, why wouldn't you want to take our Freedom Law School and help us in our endeavor to help you? Of course you want to do that. So I have no problem trusting you, folks. Okay? Start with any of these, even the first course, Practical Road to Freedom. You can spend $100 for that course, make payments on the other $200 and $20 shipping. Take a couple, 3 months if you want. No problem. Okay? And move up. So freedom, folks, now is an option that is available to all of you. To every one of you is available. If you want it. If you care. Freedom is something you're committed to. Money is not a stop. By the way, you can get referral from Freedom Law School up to $3,000. You can get a payment as a credit or cash payment. If you refer people to Freedom Law School, yes, up to $3,000 cash. Also, you can get paid for telling people about Freedom Law School. That could help you get the courses, credit for them, or help you with some cash with your lifestyle. So spreading the message of freedom. What's wrong with that? Making some money by telling people about freedom. Okay, I'm going to put the link about the Freedom Opportunity Program on this page pretty soon for you to see. Anyhow, folks, it's all there for you. Options available for you. Workable, affordable for every one of you. But I want to adjourn you and implore you to start right away. Do not put it off. Start right away. Look at your budget. If you don't have $100 within the next month, then you need to get a job. Or really look at your priorities. Why you can't even find $100 to start at least the course in Practical Road to Freedom. That's something that you all can afford if freedom really matters to you. So with that, folks, Freedom Also here to help educate and support you to live free. let's go to your questions and let's get the questions and concerns answered right now. And let's start with the call we have from area code 561. Okay. Now, folks, remember to protect your privacy. I want you to only give me your first name. I don't want to know your last name, not on this public call, because this is a public program, no different than a radio program. Any government or IRS agent could be on the call, listening in ink, and spying on you and me. So, your first name is enough. And you could even give me a pseudonym or fake name if you want. I don't care. I just want to get your question answered and get you the direction you want and need to go to find the freedom answers that you're looking for. So with that, let's go to the call from area code 561. And by the way, tell us how you heard about Freedom Law School. I really appreciate the feedback of knowing how Freedom Law School can do a better job to reach American people. So please give us that feedback. Tell us your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question. So caller from area code 561, go ahead and please announce yourself now.
Yeah, hi, Payman. My name is Steve. How you doing?
Great, Steve. Thank you for calling, my friend. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Steve?
Well, I called 3 weeks ago too, but I heard initially from it from Tom Cryer's case. I guess in Louisiana.
Yes, I remember you, Steve. Yes, I remember you called. That's right. You're about the former lawyer Tom Cryer. The IRS. Yes, and he passed away a few years ago. Yes, he was a great man. Yeah. Good. Well, I'm glad you called back, Steve. Thanks for calling back, my friend. And Bobby, you're all welcome to call back again, you know, and ask more questions. You know, I'm happy to help you out. What else is on your mind today, Steve?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, what you were talking about, I'm about to go through a CDP thing on July 11th, but my thing was small potatoes. I discussed with that. I was offering compromise and all that bullshit, and it was only like 1,800, 2,000. So I said, well, you know, this was like really so pathetic, you know, feeling so strung along and nothing ever told, nothing divulged, no truth. I mean, really rude. So mm-hmm. I was going to just, because of that, you said, hey, don't worry, you know, because I was going to just finally just put it to rest, probably call him up and say, I want to put it to rest already, but I didn't appreciate according to your taxpayer bill of rights. I didn't like the way I've been treated. So can you waive the penalty and interest? And actually, mm-hmm. one of the agents said they would be able to. So we'll go through that route for now anyway. You know, because mine is very, very small potatoes. But I want to unwind all this crap. The main thing why I needed to speak with you was because I'm going to start getting your stuff. We got up to 68 million people. Because you said 63, but I remember you said, oh, we're up to 68 million non-filing. I go, whoa, okay. So I'm thinking for next year, okay, but maybe being so low income, you know, maybe I just bite the bullet. I just may have until I educate myself more. But I'm thinking, well, this amount of people, we've got those aggressive ways. It's either if you're a W-2 paycheck, if you have a home, if you have Social Security, or if you have a bank account. This is when I was finding out. This is the way they can get your ass, right, or something like that. They can always get you, garnish, whatever they're going to do. I go, okay, well, let's see. Let's see how this is done. So I'm saying, well, as 68 million people, not all of them, there's got to be people that fall into those categories. So that's why I was asking the question. Can people in those categories, if they have, you know, W-2 employee, you know, they're having a home, maybe collecting Social Security and having the bank accounts, I mean, can they still, or is it just a losing battle? You know, can they still not file? So that was basically
you can still
question.
Win. Look at our victories. Look at Freedom Law School's website. Okay, take a little time, Steve, and you see for yourself the victories that we had. it could be wage earner or commission personal business owner. Yes, it's absolutely positive.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just thinking because that's how the sense I was getting is that, well, if I would have just, you know, I figured, nah, that's it. I'm going to stand on my laurels. That's it. No more kind of thing. Well, you know, companies you work for, they're scared of their shadow. Everybody, like I said, everybody's scared. So it's like, well, all the threats you're going to get. So I'm saying, well, gee, you know, I don't want to get my thing garnished because they'll come after me there. Right now, with this collection due process thing, they want to put a lien on my home. But like you said in the letters, yeah, they can't do anything now as things have been going. They can't do anything. But I got to unwind it because this is going on since 2014.
So, Steve,
do you have
a question, though? Steve, hold on. Listen, my friend, I would love to hear your story, but other people are waiting to get the questions.
Oh, I'm sorry. So that was it. It was just a question, yeah, about are we still able to, are people going through the process, you know, even though they're W-2 paycheck and stuff. That was basically my question.
All right, very good, my friend. I'm glad to be in the field. Yes.
That's all I needed to know, and I feel more confident. So I'm going to continue studying, and I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure. Let's go to the call we have from area code 765. If you have a question from area code 765 caller, please announce yourself now.
Yes, Jim. I'd like to find out, or could you have somebody that you have helped with the tax problem call me? You have my number, right?
Yes, I do. But the way I work with that, Jim, is that you need to send in $240 cash only for 1 hour of prepaid consultation at Freedom Law School. With your paperwork, whatever that may be, you can write me a page or two or three if you want about your situation, the notes. You have your phone numbers, all of them there. You'd be called right away to set up a time for us to talk. But here, I can give you an overview, try to help you a little bit if you want for free before we do that. If you want, it's up to you, my friend.
Well, what I'm wanting to do is get it verified that this is not another ripoff deal. Because I've been in several of them.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And I don't want to get into another one.
Absolutely. So I suggest you do this, Jim. Take your time and get to know Freedom Law School and me, okay? One of the things, for example, you want to know is that you go to our you see our victories, the actual real victories on our website. Two, you can go on YouTube, okay? Type in Pay Mom Motahede or Freedom Law School. Excuse me. See what I say. You can see the person's character by the way, what they say and how they say it. For how many years we've been doing this? Freedom Law School has been doing this for 20 plus years. Right there, that tells you life. If I was a scam artist, rip-off artist, would I be doing that in 20 years still be around? And you can see it on our website. IRS has been trying to close me down for a long time. They never charged me criminally. And after 13 years trying to close me down as an abusive tax on the promoter, they gave up. Everybody else in the movement, they took the court and closed up and attacked honesty movement. Anybody who challenged the IRS about the income tax fraud, but not feel lawful. So take your time, my friend. No rush. You know, check us out a little bit more. And let me see if I can help you a little bit, at least that for free anyhow, my friend. So what's on your mind, Jim?
All righty. I appreciate it.
What kind of problem do you have? Did you file or not file? How much IRS claims you owe them? If you don't want to talk about it on this call, that's okay, Jim. You don't have to talk, my friend, but the choice is yours. Do you have anything else you want to say before I go to the next caller, my friend?
No.
Okay.
I really don't want to discuss it on here.
That's okay. No, I respect it. That's why that's there. You know, that's what you want to do, a private one-on-one consultation. So, again, check Freedom Law School out. Listen to more of our conference calls if you want on YouTube, the past ones. See how all people, you know, our victories, and do your homework. I'm very sorry, my friend, that you got ripped off in the past. And I tell you, folks, I come across that. That's very sad. It really is. But by all my folks, there is no way around doing your homework. That's why I feel Moscow always say, educate yourself about the law, about your rights, about who you're dealing with. People claim they have those victories they got. And you tell them, okay, show me. And you know what people used to tell me, this patriot mythology and people, nonsense people? Oh, no, I can't show you that. Why? Well, because the government made a deal with him that he cannot expose it to other people. Otherwise, you know, the deal is off. They just made a deal with him. I said, if the guy really beat the IRS, the paperwork will be public. Said, you know, you should be able to see it. I don't buy the lies that, oh, you know, you cannot see the victory. It's there. You see, in fact, Jim, go out to the Freedom Law School website, you see my own personal victories with the IRS. I put all the paperwork of my own case where the IRS came after me for close to $700,000. And in almost 3 years, it took me, I zeroed it all out, that beat this crooks. And you see the letters that I wrote, and they wrote. You'll see that for yourself and more. So thank you for calling. I hope to hear from me again very soon, my friend. Let's go out to our next caller from area code 267. If you have a caller, a question, please ask yourself. Any question, call from area code 267? No question? Okay. Let's go our, to the next call from area code 904. If you have a question, call from area code 904. Please announce yourself.
Yes. Hi, my name is Mina. I talked to Darlene yesterday evening. And
yes.
My question is this, and I just want to let you know also there's a delay if somebody's listening to you on the computer and then they switch to their phone. There's a delay about maybe 5 seconds or so your people may not be connecting because of it right away. But my question is, how can a district state collect on income taxes on a canceled debt from a non-income tax state? Let's say Florida, they don't have income tax in it, and a foreclosure occurred in 2011, and then they come to a income tax state like Alabama, and then they send a deficiency or canceled debt a notice, and they're attempting to collect something ridiculous, which we were never even notified of. I think they had to file a 1099-C, which we never got. And, you know, we did some preemptive moves right now, but we also haven't filed with them in a while. So what would you recommend at this point?
So let me clarify, Mina. The house was in Florida. It was foreclosed in Florida, and you moved to Alabama. Is that what happened?
Correct. And we lived the whole year, the whole time of the, that was our primary home in Florida. It's always been our primary home. And they came and collect retro this year for 2011, and we lived in Florida in 2011. And they're claiming that the canceled debt, which occurred in Florida on our primary resident, that they have a right here in Alabama to collect it on state income tax filing on behalf of the IRS. And I'm like, well, all they're proving, they're all foreign agents and they all work for the same corporation. But, what else could you recommend? I mean, we've already responded that we don't consent to contract and some other methods, but what else would you recommend at this point?
Well, bottom line is you had a home in Florida, which was your primary residence. So Alabama, Georgia, California, Texas is none of their business, or France or Germany, what happened in Florida. Their main problem is, I believe, that they do not recognize for some reason, I don't know what exactly, that your primary residence in 2011 when the foreclosure happened was in Florida. You got to straighten up that issue and show them that at that time you were a Florida resident. So focus and work that issue out. That's all you got to do.
Is that the only thing you think is the issue there?
That's the reason they're coming after you, is Alabama thinks that you live in Alabama. Okay.
Yeah, no, they think there is no way. We just own another. No. We own a property here, but it's under my name. It wasn't even under my husband's name. This one is my, I bought this after I sold the house in Florida as an investment property. So we're in it, unfortunately, because we lost our primary home in Florida. But this has been back in 2004 or 5. I bought this property. He had nothing to do with it as well.
So that explains it, why they're coming after you. Because right now, you have an address in Alabama, you invest the property, became your primary residence. They're assuming that your Florida home was an investment home and your primary home was in Alabama. You got to straighten them out. That's all the way around.
We did tell them that. And so we had a conversation with an agent more than one time already. And we told her clearly, I said, we were in foreclosure over our primary residence. But, so how do we give the evidence to them? They sent us all these documents and wanted us to request we didn't want a contract because we felt this was their attempt to get us to contract with them. And there is no contract between us. Once again, we know about the SESTA-K, and I know your opinion on the duality of the systems, but there are the states of the union, and then we have the corporate states, which are the district states, which is where they reside. And they're really limited to the 10 square miles of D.C., but they extend those boundaries all the time. We as people aren't even those fictitious entities, and they make us believe we are. And I know you don't like those arguments, and I haven't listened to all your audios yet, and I haven't taken the courses. But the truth is there. It goes back to ancient law and what they operate on the Talmud, starting with the Hammurabi Code, and so many other things that we, the people, don't even know about. And we have lost our land jurisdiction. They try to bring us into Amaldi, but the name was created under administrative law, and they can only subject us to administrative. And they convert it to Amaldi, which I don't understand how they can even do that. So there's many avenues going on at one time, but I know you focus primarily on what they bring. Yeah, but I think there's so much more at the table that has to be revealed, and the people have to get up to speed. I mean, what do you recommend in this situation? Because I don't want a contract. Once you step into their arena, you're contracting.
Okay, Mia, let me help you with this issue two ways. First, for the benefit of you and everybody else, I'm going to address the contracting issue that you mentioned, okay? Your ancestors were from Alabama?
No, that's trust law got us into this nightmare through a birth certificate.
Your great-grandparents, were they from Alabama? Where were your ancestors come from?
Oh, no. Nobody's here in Alabama. I have no relatives here. I don't know anybody here.
Okay, let me share this with you, okay? In 1860s, there was a war. A war between sovereign states of the Union in the South, who simply exercised their right to leave the Union. And they did. They left the Union. They had their right to get in the Union of the states, and by the same right, they just left. And a murderous criminal in the North called Abraham Lincoln said, no, I'm not going to let you leave. Even though clearly the states had every right under the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence to be the Union, and they have. So Abraham Lincoln waged a war and beat down the South, in which he burned down and murdered the South. We had more men die in that war, in Lincoln's war of aggression, than in World War II, the Americans died. There was no contract there, was it?
No, there's no contract, but there the organic constitution, because there are two constitutions.
Stop.
The organic constitution is never suspended.
The government gets jurisdiction by force. Abraham Lincoln conquered the southern sovereign individuals and the sovereign state commission, all of them, by force. Same way.
Right.
The white man conquered the American Indians who were here first. It wasn't by some contracts, some adhesion contract, or stole the name of the American Indians in the upper lower case, or gave it to add multi-jurisdictional straw man redemption, expatriation, repatriation, you know, or UCC, any of those things. No. It was simply by force. It forced them, you know, to be kicked out. Same with the black men who were brought from Africa. Some black tribe imprisoned the other tribe, competing tribe, sold to some slave traders, brought to the U.S. and just into slavery. It was all by force. You know, slavery was by force also. Same thing happened when George Bush invaded Iraq and destroyed sovereign country and government of Iraq and its leaders. It was all by force, not contract. Government is by contract. No, it's by force. So I used to also teach and believe in these patriot mythologies. It's not like I don't like them. It has nothing to do with my liking. Liking is irrelevant. I might like a dog or a cat better, but it's got to be liking. It's not believing the cat. It's simply false. Straw man is patriot mythology. Your name in all capital letters, UCCC, contract, or just like Tuesday or Easter Bunny. It's not me not liking it. It's just simply no such thing as a Tuesday or Easter Bunny, even though you'll find thousands of pages on internet, people will talk about it as if it's real. And it's because you believe in it, doesn't make sense. So now let me move on to the first part of your question, which is what to do. This is not the Irish coming out.
No payment.
This is the state we finished.
Yes.
Because I heard go to other people's calls too recently. This is a state. This is not the IRS. This is a sovereign state of Alabama coming to you after you. It's got nothing to do with the IRS at all. In fact, the IRS, by law, they passed the law that if you lost your home in a foreclosure during the Great Depression from 2008 to 2012 or 13, the IRS will not come after you for the foreclosure debt situation at all. For the debt forgiveness, the IRS will leave you alone. This tax has nothing to do at all with the IRS or the federal government. This is the sovereign.
Correct. It's the state. It's not the sovereign state. So all the arguments about contract, like contract, UCC, sovereign citizenship.
Is irrelevant. Anyhow,
we are talking about congressional act violations payment. We're talking about there was no provision in the organic constitution to grant district states because what it all started
but
with Alexander Hamilton
state.
In Washington.
But listen, this is not a district state. Let me stop you. Mina, this is not a district state. See right there. Well, somebody told you that's a district state. That's I'm not a district state.
A state of is a district state.
No, it's
every
a sovereign state. They're not districts.
The union state is sovereign, but not. We're dealing in fiat. Everything is fiat. We have fiat money, fiat laws, and fiat actors sitting up there acting like they have authority.
Okay, so, well, anyhow, they got the 45 gun. And I'm telling you, the way you do it, you can beat them. They got the, that's it. It's by gun. Of course, government has always been by gun, sweetie. Throughout human history,
that's it.
Governments have always been based on force. America's no different. See, we're taught this concept in high school about governments get their laws and from the Declaration of Independence, get their lawful authority from the consent of the government. Yes, the lawful powers come from consent of government, but the real power comes from force. Alabama,
needs you're to absolutely right.
That you. In those years, 2011, were a Floridian. So Alabama has more business in your life than Georgia, Texas, or California, or Wisconsin, for that matter. So just because you had a second house for rental purposes, secondary home, did not make you an Alabama resident. So the what I sense is, Mina, because you didn't focus on this, perhaps, and focus on the other issues we're talking about, this person didn't get the Alabama. So I'd like
you're
to see the paperwork
on the little bit.
Yeah, the paperwork of the case would be very helpful. You know. Yeah, the paperwork of
I couldn't
case
hear you.
Would be very helpful. Can you hear me better now?
It's getting harder to hear you. No, it sounds like it's distorted. I may be able to hear you better on the computer. I don't know, but I'm on my phone right now.
Is it better now?
But I understand what Yes, I can hear you better now.
Okay. Bottom line is also dependent on the letter, because the state, before they come after you, just let the IRS, they must send you a formal letter proposing a tax on you. I'm not sure if you got that. I'm not sure if they send one to you yet or not. I would need to look at the letters that they send you to see what step and procedure they're at. Because before that letter, you can discuss it, maybe you settle it now informally, or if this letter was sent out to you recently, you can challenge them now. But if the letter was sent out, but you challenge them after those letters, might be more difficult, because you lost your chance to challenge them properly, which you could have done earlier. So really, I need to see your paperwork of your case.
Yeah, yeah, you know? No. I have been asking for many documents, and they never sent them. So, I mean, we have, they assessed us, or assessed him, I should say, on this foreclosure.
When
but they never...
When?
The beginning of the month, but they started in March. April 7th, they sent out a bunch of letters for 4 or 5 years we haven't filed. And then on the assessment adding this canceled debt, it was just that, you know, on 4/7, the initial. Yeah, and he 2 weeks ago, they sent an assessment, and they wanted us to respond. We wrote no, agreed to contract. And because we had a discussion
okay.
with the agent
that was
already.
A mistake. Mina, with all respect to you and your husband, I love you and your husband. You're a good patriot. Okay, but I got to be honest with you. I don't want to lie to you. And let me tell you something else. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear just for you to like me and for us to agree. I'm not a kind of guy like that.
Right.
I'm going to tell you the truth whether you like it or not. That's what you're here for. And I'm telling you, it's not contract. You are supposed, within that 60 days they give you, I think, or 30 days, whatever that time frame is, you must ask for a hearing in writing. If you still
we
have
did.
Time.
We did ask for it in the return documents. We said we demanded a hearing for, they wanted us to fill out their forms. We refused to fill out their forms. We wrote a letter and stapled it back to their paperwork saying, hearing demanded for your authority to even proceed on this, because we can't understand how they can take.
Okay, good. When was the letter for hearing sent out by you?
The same day we returned everything back to them. So it was the last week. I mean, it's all within the same month.
Last week, okay. Then you're good. Then you're okay. Shake then. Then you're okay. Shake. I want to make sure the language of your letter did ask for a hearing. If you ask for a hearing, that's all you need to do.
Absolutely.
That's good enough. Good.
Yeah.
You did the right thing. Now the ball is in their court to respond back to you. It might take them 2 weeks. Might take them 2 months. They're slow. So now the ball is in the court. Now when they respond to you, that will be your opportunity. And let me suggest you focus on that. But you told me they're after you for 4 or 5 years. For the other 4 or 5 years, they're after you for other things. Okay. Then I need to find out more about those issues, what's there to address those. Remember, I believe there is no law requiring to file income tax. And most states, like Alabama, impose an income tax on the federal, they say if you owe the IRS, you owe us. If you don't owe the IRS, you don't owe anything to us either. So I need to look at the whole situation, what's going on there.
Okay.
But you're not that far from us. I'm in Central Florida. So you can come see me in person with your husband if you want for a private consultation or by telephone. But the letters will make a big difference for me to understand what's going on and what are your best options clearly. Because without the paperwork, I can give you advice like I gave you right now.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine, and we may do that. That's what I was trying to get to the bottom of. They had initially started with 2010, and we were still in litigation at that time. And we told the agent, we wrote a letter, and then they had went through a whole court proceeding, never even sent us the documents. We were having issues with the mail even getting here. And then after a long haul of writing letters back and forth for the calendar year 2010 assessment, they removed it. There's no income tax in Florida. And, you know, he had all his proof of his statements that he wasn't even here. And the same will happen in 2011. The same thing is, you know, available. But the thing is, they are insisting that they have the authority, and they insist that they can force us to file. And that is what I wanted to talk to you about. How can they force us to tell us we have to file when, in fact, it's a Fifth Amendment violation? And among other
because,
things.
Well, the same, very good question. The same way these government biased, crooked establishment courts rule in Hawaii, in Wisconsin, and in a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal against the President of the United States, Donald Trump, who has every authority under the Constitution and the federal statutes to protect the American people from foreigners. He can control, regulate, and decide they cannot come in this country. These crooked courts have said even the outside of President Donald Trump has no such authority.
But
because
these courts
crooked
and
judges,
the whole establishment is not legitimate. That's the whole
point. Right, they're not.
I mean, as far as my research, and others that I've studied with recently, it all comes to the point that there's a duality in the whole system. The organic state, the organic law, and real gold and silver is on one side, and then the fiat system's on the opposite side, and everything on their side, they have to make us believe to be in it, and we're not even part of it. You know, the most basic way I can put it is that we're all in God's constitution. He gave us dominion over the land and everything here on this planet, and we're men and women. We're not fictions, and we're not legalese names, and we're not creations that were created by them. We're God's creation.
We are God's creations, Nina, but they got the guns and his crooked judges.
I know.
Make the law.
I've been through. They stole my home. We did a rescission of loan. Even we did it within the time frame. And Justice Scalia came out in 2013 with a case called Jensenowski versus Countrywide and stipulated that if you gave a notice of rescission to the bank, either within 3 days or 3 years, if you found PILA violations, which we did on our loan, and we were within 1 year. We sent the notices out by certified mail to the bank, the CEO, everybody we were supposed to inform. And this is the same house they took and the same house they're doing the canceled debt on. turned out they ignored the notice of rescission. But Justice Scalia's case, in that case, said the only thing the borrower had to do was to give notice. That was it. And they had 20 days to respond.
Hold on. Mia, listen. The people on the call waiting to ask questions. I appreciate you sharing your story with us.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
Okay.
It may benefit
anything else
other
I can help
people,
you tonight?
Though.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm sorry?
Anything else I can do for you tonight? Any other question I can answer for you tonight, Mina?
No, that's it. I mean, I understand you said that's good, so wait for them to answer back at us and then take it from there or get into the court and prove that we weren't even here. But the point is, I want to know who they are. And I think that's what everybody needs to stack. You know, to ask and prove, because there is no congressional provision that allowed for this creation of these fictitious states. I can't find it. And that
well,
is
if
what
you
are, I'm
if you
want to
go after that, meaning that's a different thing. My focus is to have you keep your home, have you keep your husband's paycheck, and, you know, that's my focus. Because these guys are criminals. You know, my mind is that they want to put you in jail no matter what it takes. And I want you to win no matter what it takes. You see?
No. But the point is this, we all as a country, sovereigns of the land, we must know the truth, and they've hid it from us big time. And we've all been falsely educated.
Very good. Thank you for sharing your point of view, Mina. Is there anything else I can help you with before I go to the next caller? Any other questions you have tonight?
Thank you so much. No,
you're most
God bless
welcome.
You. Have a pleasure. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Stay on. You may find other people's calls and phone numbers that you never know. Let's go to the call we have from area code 818 in Los Angeles area. Been patiently waiting to get your question asked, my friend. What is your name? Call from area code 818. Do you have a question? If so, please announce yourself now. Okay, no question there. I'm going to go down to other people who may have questions. If so, please announce yourself. Does the caller from area code 312 have a question? If so, please announce yourself now. How about the caller from area code 804? Do you have a question? Does the caller from area code 917 have a question?
How about the caller from area code 804? Do you have a question?
Okay. Does the caller from area code 941 have a question?
No, I do not have a question, but the number that you just asked before, it sounded like somebody was trying to talk while you were talking.
No, they had the background on the TV or something. That's what they have, radio, TV background, my friend. Thank you for asking, John. Let me know, John. How about the call from America 765? You have a question, so please announce yourself. All right, we have a caller that your number doesn't show up. It shows a bunch of ones on my screen. If you have a question, my friend, please announce yourself. Okay. No, I'm going to go one more time back to call from Eric with 818. In case you had a computer or telephone problem, you can resolve it. If you have a question, call from Eric with 818. Please announce yourself now. Well, no more questions tonight. I want to thank you all for calling. And I appreciate those of you who listen in and tell other people about Freedom Law School. Be sure to become a fan of Freedom Law School on Facebook. Share this information to others, folks. The number one thing you can do, folks, after educating yourself is educate others. And then take action to live free. And Freedom Law School will be there for you to educate you, empower you, and back you up. Thank you for listening, everybody, and have a good night.